Always good to chat with Rick Limpert. You can, of course, catch up with him on Twitter. His handle is Rick Roswell. RickLimpert.info is one of the hubs for all things Rick online, but WirelessWednesday.live is where you can keep up on all the things that Rick is working on during the week as it relates to technology. And Rick, even though we are a little hungry as we are having this discussion, we are going to talk about some high-tech food and drink offerings today.
Yeah, some new stuff. I know we've got a busy weekend on tap, so I know people are maybe sometimes looking to eat on the go or grab something quick, but you want to stay healthy, and hopefully we got maybe a few options, and we're just kind of going to talk a little food and beverages this week.
Well, Rick, as we chat and record this, I am 1 week into a low-carb diet, and this has been a big change for me. Have you ever attempted to really reduce your carb intake?
Oh, yeah. I've tried that. I'm kind of doing that right now myself a little bit. We can really overdo it with carbs, with sodium, salt, sugar, of course. I'm trying to be good here. I've been doing that for the better part of maybe 18 months. I feel healthier. I think I've lost weight. I've gotten healthier in some other aspects. So it's all good. And I think, Sully, once you get by the first couple of weeks, Sully, you'll be okay.
Absolutely. And let's talk about some things that some folks can use as options if they're doing that or if they just want to get healthier. And let's talk about the first item today, and that is products from Hope and Sesame. I love the name.
Yeah, these are now, this is now milk, Sully, that we have almond milk, we have different types of milk. This is now milk that comes out of sesame seeds. So the first plant-based milk here. So if we ever run out of cows or there's a cow disease, we can now produce milk with sesame seeds, and it's actually pretty good. And I'll put a link to Amazon on the show notes with a code where you can get a discount on this. I've been drinking it out of my fridge here. A lot of protein in it, calcium, and it's got a pretty good taste to it. You have regular milk against this, it's hard to tell the difference. So it comes in chocolate, original, vanilla, and pretty tasty. So if you're a milk drinker looking to be a little healthy and help the environment a little bit, this is something fun to look at.
I see, too, that they have a chocolate hazelnut, which is somewhat comparable to Nutella, I guess. Sign me up for sampling that. That sounds like it could go good with a nice cup of coffee in the morning.
Yeah, it is good. And maybe a little Nutella on some toast in the morning. All good with that. This is kind of an up-and-coming company and something to watch, and I'm a fan.
All right, next up, we're going to talk about snacking, and that is really one of the more difficult things to arrest myself from doing, or to at least reduce what I'm doing. And let's talk about Handfuls Crunch Bites, perhaps a good option here for people to have stashed in the desk at work.
This is not only healthy tasting, this is tasty snacking. So this is a revelation. I tried these almonds wrapped in a potato chip that comes in a little bag. It's got a nice crunch. It's got a great taste, especially the barbecue flavor, gluten-free, non-GMO, vegan, like I said, different flavors. They are awesome. You can check these out at your local maybe Whole Foods or store, but also available online, Amazon. These Crunch Bites are absolutely delicious, and I sat down with a goal of only eating a few, and I could not, one of those things where you could not stop. So definitely something that is on my snacking list now, and they're pretty healthy for you too. So another great healthy snacking option.
Well, when you say potato chips and you say almonds, both of those things perk my ears up, so you can count me in for Handfuls Crunch Bites as well. Moving right along, the Rowdy Bar, I noticed one thing you wrote in the show notes here, less sugar. That's something that everyone is looking for these days.
Yeah, less sugar, gluten, soy, and dairy-free, which is important to a lot of people. Also paleo-friendly, a lot of people on the paleo diet, so as we're on the go this summer, this is something, a great snack you can take with you. Prebiotic Marketplace, all-natural energy bar from Rowdy, the Rowdy Bar. Again, comes in different flavors. I like how they describe it. So it's a decadent chocolate coconut cashew flavor. How can that be bad? The peanutty dark chocolate. My mouth is watering just saying that. So how about sunflower butter and berries? I mean, whoever came up with the names of these should just get a raise by itself. So as great as the names are, they're just as tasty and not a lot of ingredients in these, so you know you're eating something healthy and staying good for you.
Oh, man, loaded with beneficial prebiotics and low on the glycemic index. And as you said, peanutty dark chocolate, that gets me going. I can tell you that for sure. So count me on the list to get a little sample pack from these guys, hopefully. Now let's move on to talk about something that, well, it's okay to imbibe in, but just don't overdo it. National Mimosa Day was just the other day. How did you celebrate?
Well, Sully, actually, a box arrived from FedEx at my door with the ingredients to make mimosas on Mimosa Day. I'm not a mimosa, not a drinker, really, but I think it's fun to call attention to these fun days, and I didn't even know there was a National Mimosa Day. So May 16th was that. Mimi's and Corbell really went all out for that. So they have, again, different, you can get a little creative with these mimosas, different flavors, guava, mango, kind of a different spin on the traditional mimosa. So I know these are fun brunch and summertime mimosas are popular. So I know maybe we won't be having any, Sully, but other people are going to enjoy these. They at least look cool and refreshing as people are drinking them.
Got to find a way to add some CBD to those mimosas, and then you're really going to see them flying off the shelves.
Wow, that's a whole other dimension. Is there going to be a day for that, a national day for that?
I'm sure there is, and folks can hit up nationaldaycalendar.com if they want to peruse all of the insane made-up days that exist in this world. There are many, Rick. Believe me, there's probably National Phone Day out there somewhere, or National Computer Day. It is amazing. NationalDayCalendar.com if you want to check that out. Rick, I know that you were excited, probably queued up. You have your flight booked. The Smart Kitchen Summit is coming up this fall. It'll be in Seattle, Washington. You can definitely get some CBD there. Tell us about this event.
I'm trying to get an angle for us out there, Sully. The Smart Kitchen Summit in Seattle. I don't know if you've been to Seattle before, but it's a fun city. It's going to be on the Seattle waterfront at the Bell Harbor Convention Center. So the kitchen really has been the room in our house that's really, if you don't even realize it, it becomes the smartest or the most high-tech without us really even trying or realizing it. So now they have a whole Smart Kitchen Summit. It's going to be out there. All the decision makers, tech companies that make things for your kitchen. Two full days, Sully, of talks, demos, networking, workshop, and panel discussions about our smart kitchen. I know this is, if we get the invite, Sully, this is, you make sure you got those 2 days cleared off your calendar.
This really does sound right up your alley, Rick. I am crossing my fingers, and I hope that you don't just get one credential for yourself. I want to go with you. I think this would be the great kickoff to the Rick and Sully road trip out to Seattle. We could have a lot of fun out there. And this does sound really interesting, and it is amazing how much food culture has just blossomed into so many different things. And it's just really interesting to consider it, and I'm sure that will be on full display at the Smart Kitchen Summit.
You know what else is out in Seattle, Sully?
What's that, Rick? I know legal cannabis out there, but we're not engaging in any of that.
The original Starbucks.
Yes, of course. That's right. Howard Schultz's little baby was out there in the late 70s and early 80s. I'm sure you know this story, Rick, if you're a Starbucks fan like so many of us are. Howard Schultz had his father-in-law in town, and his father-in-law took him out for a walk on a Sunday afternoon and said, "Look here, son, you know, my daughter's pregnant. You know, you need to figure out what to do here. You might need to hang this coffee thing up. It's not working out for you. You can't make payroll, and you're really struggling." So what did he do? He woke up the next morning, and he borrowed $30,000, paid all of his employees, and he kept going. And the rest is history, Rick.
Yeah, caffeinated history.
Man, I'm in the mood for some dark roast right now, my man. Always good to catch up.
Thanks, Sully.